When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Man there trying to stop Drogba getting himself into further trouble.
Oh, it's not a bad ball for Pelé on the right side. It's Carlos Alberto. And what a great goal that was! Carlos Alberto!
Maradona just walked away from Huddle then. Maldano. Maldano. Argentina the lead, the England players protesting to the referee.
De halve finale komen. Ik heb opeens zo'n gevoel dat we in de halve finale gaan komen. Met het balbezit voor Frank de Boer. Frank de Boer speelt de bal heel goed naar Dennis Bergkamp. Dennis Bergkamp! Dennis Bergkamp neemt de bal aan! Dennis Bergkamp! Dennis Bergkamp! Dennis Bergkamp!
Hello and welcome back to the Scorers Thriller podcast. My guest this week is very interesting. So this week I'm joined by the national head coach of the Greenland national football team. His name is Morten Rukja. He has been the coach of the national team, I think, for a couple of years now. And we wanted to speak about what's happening with the Greenland national team. So as many of you will know, of course, they are not a member of FIFA. So they're not playing, they don't play official games against FIFA members and national teams, but they're working on joining CONCACAF. So I wanted to speak to him about what it means for to represent the Greenland national team, what it means to the players, what the plans are, because I was reading recently that they're making concrete steps to try and join CONCACAF. So, I mean, for years, Greenland has tried to join UEFA and play the same as Gibraltar or one of these small micro states competing in Europe. And has failed really. I think a lot of times it's the goalpost, they've been told one thing and then the goalpost has changed the rules. And then I think Gibraltar were let into UEFA, and because I think if you want to compare situations, Gibraltar's and Greenland would be quite similar. That Greenland is a protectorate of Denmark, so it's not an independent state, so it doesn't have doesn't sit at the UN, which I think is now being made one of the requirements. So therefore, their chances for joining with UEFA have ended basically. So now they're working to try and join through CONCACAF, and I wanted to speak to him about how the chance of that happening, what's happening with the football team, and also, I mean, what does it mean to be the coach of the Greenland national team? So, really interesting chat, and I hope you enjoy. So hi, Morten. Thank you so much for joining the podcast. Morten, to begin, would it be to briefly introduce yourself and maybe how you became the national coach of Greenland? And also, I mean, Danish listeners might be aware of some of the clubs that you've worked at previously, but for international audience to know.
Yes, of course. My name is Morten Rutkær. I come here from Denmark. I live in Holbæk with my wife and I have five children. I have been coach in many clubs in Denmark, but the most well-known club is B93, and also I have been coaching manager in Vanløse, a second division club, and also in Holbæk and in Frem. old club in Copenhagen. So I have tried a lot of things, both manager, but also head of coach and transition coach and so on. In 2017, I become pro license coach. I took the education, and after that, I have been trying a lot of things. I have my own academy, football academy here in Denmark, here in Holbæk, where I work with children who are 14 to 18 years old, the best players from the area I come from. And in 2020, I become a national coach for Greenland, where we where the project is to build up a national team who can be a part of maybe CONCACAF or a tournament where we should try to go to the World Cup.
Yeah, how did the sort of Greenland opportunity come about? Did you know someone in the FA, or was it just you applied? No.
I have been in Greenland 4 or 5 times before they asked me. I was talking about how the football was in Europe, and also how it was to be a manager in Denmark. And I also train the best players in Greenland. And one night, the chairman was called me and asked me about if I want to become the new national coach. And after 4 minutes, I say yes, because every time I visit Greenland, every time I go from there, and I think there's a lot of possibilities for the football in Greenland. So for me, it was very easy to say yes. Many thanks.
Yeah, and so you had you knew a little bit of like the footballing landscape of Greenland before you took up the job. But after you've taken up the job, in what way does it kind of feel different to managing, like you've worked in like the Danish lower leagues and working with teams of this, in terms of like the responsibilities involved and also, you know, representing the Greenlandic people? How does it feel different in that way?
For me, it was a very important time to move from the Danish club and try something new. And working with the Greenlandic players and the Greenlandic people around the national team is for me one of the biggest things, because they give me so many things, both about being a coach, but also to be a good person, and we work very hard. So when I go, when I work for the national team, I see a lot of different things. The weather, the culture, and also the language. Some of the players cannot speak Danish. So my assistant is translating for me. That's one thing. And also the weather. I have tried many times. The sun is shining. It's very, everything is good. And then I go inside, and 5 minutes after, there's snow everywhere. So then we, all the players take
shovel and
we work hard to move the snow, and then we train. So that's it. People are very relaxed about that. Also, when I have traveled all around Greenland, who is big, Greenland is big like Europe. So I have traveled all around the coast and visit the towns. And many times the weather, you can't fly. And then in Denmark, oh, what are we doing? But in Greenland, we take the next flight. It's okay. So that was very difficult for me in the start, but now I almost a Greenlandic man.
Yeah. One of the things I've read about is because of the conditions, obviously, with the snow and stuff like this, that like a lot of the time they can't play outside, and as a result, they play a lot of futsal. and the sort of technical level, it's actually, you know, it's one of the things that people say about Greenlander players, because they're used to playing a lot of futsal. Is that something that you kind of witnessed, and how you kind of worked with that, maybe coming from the Danish coaching?
Yeah. When you work with a national team and move to another country, it's very important that you know the culture, but also know how they play football. And the Greenlandic football players are very good technical. They have a very good mental thing when they play. They are very fast. But the first time I saw them, they are attacking. They attack. Mm-hmm. But the defensive way was not very good for them. So I start as a national coach to work with the defensive. And because I know they are very good offensive, but the defensive had a high priority for us the first 2 years. And we are getting better and better. And the next one is to look for the offensive way of playing.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I've read also, I mean, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I've read also that the National League takes place all in 1 week in August. How do you go about sort of making up a squad, or, you know, scouting the players, or, you know, filling up, your choosing the best players for the squad when it's so hard, with the travel is so hard, and also like finding the players? What's been your approach to trying to, you know, do the scouting and find out what players I want to pick in the squad?
The first year I was traveling all around Greenland to look for players, and then I make 50 players who are in the troop, and then I look for them. I go to Greenland in April, and then they are starting training outside and make the physical things. And then we are gathering in May, and then we are gathering again in June and July, and then in September. So I have them in 4 or 5 times a year. Mm-hmm. Then they are playing in their clubs, and the clubs, when you talk about the Greenlandic league, they only play in 1 week. No, they are playing in May and June to qualify to the Greenlandic championship. Mm-hmm. So it's in 4 or 5 months they are playing and qualified, and then they play in August the final.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And presumably you've been to the final championship a number of times. I mean, what is that experience like?
It was totally crazy. I have both as a manager, but also as a person, I have seen a lot of matches. I have traveled around all Europe and see matches, but the nerve and the fight and the people who see the game was totally crazy and happy. And mm-hmm. and after the final, they shoot with fireworks, and it was totally crazy. So everyone in Greenland is talking about football. A small, older person, everyone has a club they follow. And so when they are the national championship, they really want to win everybody. So I can only suggest everyone to see the national championship. It's a big experience.
Yeah, it's on my bucket list, because I've read like the New York Times article about it, and it just, you know, there's a game, there's 3 games every day, and it's Monday to Friday, and, you know, they're all building up to the final at the weekend. And apparently, you know, everyone in Greenland is aware that this is the championship football week. It's just such a kind of cool experience, thing to experience.
Yeah, it's a very big thing for them, and I can only suggest you to come and see the championship. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, for your main squad, I think, do you have a couple of players who are playing in Denmark, or is it all exclusively right now most players from Greenland?
When I started as a national coach, my goal was with my staff that in 2026 we want 6 players to play outside Greenland. Now we have 6 players who are playing in Denmark. And 2 of the players are now have a tryout in mm-hmm. in Klaksvik on the Faroe Island, And I have three players here in Denmark now, the youth, three youth players. So we are very good. And I hope in maybe in the couple of years, we maybe have 12 or 13 players outside Greenland to play in better league. So,
Cool. And are you exploring sort of like the diaspora, like people who have parents who are Greenlandic as well or stuff like this? Or what's the kind of, how are you kind of trying to build the network there?
Yeah. I have one player who playing Roskilde, the second division here, and he found out that he has a Greenlandic father, and therefore he can play for the Greenlandic national team. So I try to look everywhere if there are good players. We have good players on Greenland, but I also look for players outside Greenland.
Mm-hmm. And in September, you were in Turkey, was it, for a tournament? You're playing a couple of teams from Iraq and the Kosovo under 21s. How was that experience, sort of having that kind of mini camp, and what was the kind of main goal from the program?
Again, when I start being national coach, I try to find some team who will help us in the and try to meet very good opponents. And in 2021, we meet FC Nordsjælland, the Super League team.
I was actually there. I went to that game as well.
It was the youth team, it was a very good match for us. And there was a lot of expectations from Greenland. And it was for us a big match. Mm-hmm. And next year, I try to find another country who will meet us. But it's very difficult when you're not a member of CONCACAF or UEFA and so on. But Kosovo under 21 said, we want to meet you. UEFA said it should be on closed doors, but for us it was a big experience to meet professionals. All the players from Kosovo were playing from Hamburg, Köln, Bayern Munich, and so on. And we only lost 1-0. It was in the start. I thought, what have you done, Morten Rutger? So it's maybe too early to meet so good team. But my players was fighting and give everything. So when they scored, in the half, I looked on my staff and we thought, what is happening here? But we fight and do it very well and only lost 1-0. I thought it was maybe a little bit of murder when we met them, but
yeah.
We were very good and play very well. So I'm very proud of that result.
Mm-hmm. And it must be a good, you know, affirmation for you that you are making progress with the team and you know, getting better results as you kind of build in the future.
Yeah. When it's very important for us because we want to be a member of CONCACAF. And it's very important that we can show some result when we meet another countries. For me, it's not important to win, but it's very important that the players from Greenland is playing for their country and playing with their hearts, and then we see how it goes. But so when we only lost 1-0 to Kosovo, it was a big experience, and we were so proud of the result. So it's another way of thinking. When I was manager in Denmark, it was about winning all the time, and I'm also a winner as a manager. But now it's also try to win, but we shall do our best and play for the country. That's very important.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it must be very, affirming as a manager to be coaching a team like the Greenland national team, people who are, they're representing their nationhood, you know, they're representing something which they haven't often had the opportunity in the past, right, to be able to represent who they are and what they want to be. I mean, as leading the kind of group with that, it must come with kind of certain level of responsibility, but also huge bit of satisfaction, right? When they do the job
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I was very proud and have a little bit tear in my eyes because we worked very hard, and it was the top of the iceberg, but under the iceberg, it's very hard work, and we try to find many solutions to meet another countries, but. It's very it's very difficult for them to meet Greenland right now where we are. So when Kosovo said yes, I was very proud to meet a so good team. So also when I see the players, because I know they work very hard and their priority, some of them maybe not can get free of their work. You understand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then they get fired and then they play for the national team. So they have a high risk. They want it very well. So for me, it's good to see how they do in such big match we play there.
Yeah, it's good to be rewarded when they give up so much to do it. Right? And is there any chance of Greenland being able to host home games, or is that just not really on the table at the moment? I know you've got the island games this summer.
My dream is that we can play a national match in Greenland, but right now it's very difficult for Greenland to find opponents because we are not a member. When we get member, then it's easier to invite some teams to Greenland. So I hope, but now we play island games this summer against the Bermuda, who is a member of CONCACAF. It's a very good match for us because we can see where are we, how long are we from Bermuda, and then we can see how we do there. But I will also say that my dream is that we can play a national match on Greenland, but it's very expensive to fly to Greenland. So maybe in 1 or 2 or 3 years, maybe, I hope.
And what is the aim with the island games? The island games are in Jersey, right? I think. And,
yeah.
I mean, are you going there with the aspiration of that we can win this tournament, or is it more developmental?
It's a development for me, but every time it's the first tournament we shall play, so it's a good training for us to be a part of a tournament, and then we take one match, and then we play it, and then we see. My hope is to win it all, but I also know that Jersey and some of the other islands, they also want to be a member of CONCACAF, and they have a very high level. And Bermuda is, we are meeting them in the group stage, and they have tried many things in CONCACAF in the qualification of World Cup. So for me, it's experience, and then we can build up after also.
Yeah. Are you able to explain a little bit? Because, I mean, I read, Greenland was trying to join UEFA for a long time, I think, without really getting anywhere or feeling that the goalposts, as they say, were always being shifted away from them to stop them. And now the new approach is very much to go with CONCACAF. Can you explain a little bit why that is?
Yes. When I started as a national coach, it was very important when we talk about what shall we do with the national team of Greenland. And it was very important that the players can train and play for something. And for us, it was very important to be a part of a tournament. And so they every year they have a goal with their training and so on. So therefore, we said, when they asked me, it's not UEFA because the tournament is too hard for Greenland. But it's better that if we play in CONCACAF because they have a different stage when you play the World Cup. So for us, it's much better to play CONCACAF because maybe we can do it better.
You're not going to immediately be up against Mexico, say. You're going to be against Caribbean.
Yeah, the small countries from there in the start.
Yeah.
So our goal is, and I hope for Greenland that they will be a member. I hope next year, but I don't know. It's also about politics, and it's also about a national stadium and so on. But I know the people in Greenland are working very hard to try to find the money for a new stadium and so on. So I'm very positive.
Mm-hmm. And do the players, I mean, you staff, do you speak together about, I mean, what it would mean for Greenland to be able to say, you know, to compete in a World Cup match against, you know, a Caribbean island or something like this? Do they speak about, you know, how this would be the aspiration for them in terms of their football dreams for their country? Or are you just trying to focus on what's to come, you know, the each game?
I have the focus on each game, but I also dream very big. And every time I talk with them and everybody, the staff, me, and the players are a dream to be a part of CONCACAF. So we train hard. We try to be better all the time, and then we hope we will be a part of CONCACAF. Now we start with island games, and we are very happy. And we train. The players are training very hard. I think we will do it very well. Mm-hmm. But the most important thing that we continue for play for the country. We are happy. We have fun, but we also do our best, and then we see how it goes.
Mm-hmm. And what are the preparations for the island games? You're going to meet up for a camp in Denmark first, and then go over. Or what's the plan?
I gather in Nuuk in Greenland mm-hmm. in May. And now they are training in their clubs, and then I gather them in Nuuk in 8 days, and look forward to the island games, and then we go to Denmark before island games, where we are playing a match and have a lot of trainings, and then we go to island games.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a good program.
So you'll have a game in Denmark in the summer before going to the island games.
Yeah, I talk with some clubs right now.
Okay.
I don't care who, but it's very important for the national team to play one match before we go to island games. So mm-hmm. A lot of trainings and one match, and then we're ready.
Yeah, because when I went to the game against Nordsjælland, I mean the support was incredible from the sort of Greenlandic community in Denmark. It must be, you know, such a lift for the players to be able to play in front of their fans at least some of their fans, right? If they can't play in Greenland, then they play in Denmark where a lot of Greenlandic people live.
Yeah, you saw the match in FC Nordsjælland. 600, 700 Greenlandic people was coming and seeing the national team. And FC Nordsjælland said, oh, it was one of the biggest game they have. They were so happy, and they scream, and it was a very good experiment for that player also. So I hope when we find the opponents, then we try to build up a very good match when the Greenlandic people can come and see the national team.
Mm-hmm. Finally, Morten, where would you like to see Greenlandic football in 3 years? Is it playing World Cup qualification games, or is that kind of something that you see within the near future, or what is the main aspiration?
I hope. I have dreamed every year, but I think it's so exciting for the Greenlandic football and the people that we will be a part of CONCACAF. But I hope in 3 years, I hope we are a part of CONCACAF. Then we try the qualification. And in 10 years, we are a very good World Cup team who can compare with the small countries over there. And again, we will not... In the start, we will not win many matches, maybe none, but it's not about that. It's about playing for your country, be proud, and try to take up the match against the big countries. So, we are ready.
Okay, fantastic. I really hope to be able to see at some stage the Greenland national team again, and to cheer you guys on, because I think it's just such an incredible... you know, we talk a lot about, you know, national representation, and we talk about stuff, you know, maybe people being denied the opportunity to represent who they are and where they come from. And I think these kind of stories just telling, and, you know, your work with the Greenland team is just so important, you know, to tell the stories of people's identity and where they come from.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. So I'm really proud to be a national coach for Greenland, because the people are so fantastic, and I dream very high for the people. So we hope that we will be a part of CONCACAF sometimes.
Okay, fantastic. And if people want to follow the Greenlandic team and the what's going on, what's the best place to look? Is it on their Facebook or their Twitter, or what's?
Yeah, you can follow the Greenlandic national team on CAC. Mm-hmm. GL, and there will be a lot of pictures, and we tell stories and so on. So we have a lot of stories about the national team. So you can follow us there.
Okay, brilliant. And they sell jerseys. or?
Yeah, we do that.
Okay.
We have from here, from Denmark, I have sent to most all over Europe. So many persons all over the world is following the Icelandic football team. So I have sent shirts to them, and also from Greenland, they sent to many countries. So many people want the Greenlandic national.
Yeah, of course. It's the unique and the unique one to have.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Morten. And thank you so much for joining this evening and also doing it in English. I mean, Danske okay, but it would be better in English.
But thank you for talking to you, and you're welcome.
Podcast Network.